My name is Caroline Urena, and this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Roy Group Advisors. Today, I'm talking about being a woman CEO and women founder of an organization. So we all know that there are some differences of approach for raising funding as a woman CEO. Raising investment, you can see from the statistics, is harder for women. It's harder for minorities, and even more so within intersectionality of both, someone is both a woman and a minority. But today I want to talk about some of the areas to think about. There are techniques to combat bias in terms of raising capital and that approach. Talk about some of the great communities that are there and how things are improving for women. So one thing to think about is, you know, to ask the audience here of is, do you think that women and men get asked different questions as an entrepreneur? And there's actually been studies on this. So of where they've analyzed a famous group of different entrepreneurs, where Harvard Business Review did a study. And the answer is yes, male and female entrepreneurs get asked different questions by VCs, and it does affect how much funding they get. So in particular, of what they found through this analysis is that women get asked questions that are typically risk-framed questions, of where men get asked opportunity-framed questions. And it's great to know as a female entrepreneur that there is a difference of, and to understand, because then there are techniques that can be used to combat that and really change the outcomes, whether it's a pitch competition or an actual pitch for investment, which is even more important as a startup founder. And so what this is so if you're asked as an entrepreneur of a question of something like a risk frame question, be like, how do you consider regulatory? That seems really hard. That seems like it's going to slow down your business. You can answer it in an opportunity framed answer to answer, well, regulatory actually creates a great opportunity for a business because it creates a mode of protection where we enter the market first. We can maintain that first mover advantage to expand even faster, because other companies that come behind us will be slowed down through this regulatory process and they won't have the same know-how, connections, and expertise as we will to be able to grow our business. Versus an opportunity-framed question is more around something like, well, have you considered entering this additional market? Have you considered entering that your technology, your medical device can not only be used for this particular surgery, it could be used for this surgery as well? That is an opportunity frame question. You can continue to expand upon that and grow. And the reason why this is important is because when you answer the question, you start to cement in people's mind of, is this company a big opportunity or is this company a big risk? And you want your investors to be thinking about the opportunity for growth as an organization. And it's important to keep this in mind of, because there are areas as an organization of where it trickles out in many different ways. It trickles out in the standpoint of the statistics of that you can look up for female entrepreneurs is that women-led companies do get a small fraction of, and I do believe it has improved, but get a very small amount of the total venture capital. And even male and women-led teams do gain less capital than all male-led teams. And this is counterproductive and counterintuitive to the actual results as well, because we know that diverse companies, diverse teams have better returns. And so you have a lot of funds that consider gender with their investment criteria. And if they invest more in women, are actually outperforming funds that don't. And you see this even in regards to similarly impact-focused funds that outperform the return of funds that don't consider the impact of the technology. And I've experienced this as a CEO, a female CEO myself, in different interactions where you live within that bias and figure out techniques of how to present yourself in order to gain the credibility and growth within the organization. And it's unfortunate, but it is something that is improving. There are a lot of great communities for women entrepreneurs. There's organizations like Springboard, CEO, there are opportunities to be able to share your business and grow your community at a broader scale that are a great springboard for mentorship and support to grow and move the company forward. So I would encourage all of you to be hopeful and also to be intentional and knowledgeable about those biases that do exist, because I know as a woman myself, that doesn't mean that I'm not biased in some of my interactions. It's important to recognize those biases that exist so that we can counteract them, we can grow to create better companies, better businesses, and a better community as we establish ourselves. So with that, that is another Tuesday tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Business Plain and Simple Tuesday Tidbits by Regroup Advisors and don't want to miss future topics, well, like and follow us wherever you get your podcast. Interested in learning how Regroup Advisors can help your company? Contact us at info@regroupadvisors.com or online at regroupadvisors.com.